Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, if you'll follow me through this circus boardwalk here. Walking along, and this is my friend. His name is Bite, and he is a carnivalman.
Oh, hey, Bite.
Yeah, he runs this booth here, and you can see I've got these doll darts for you. And then on this wall over here, there are all these balloons. And he has agreed to give us a courtesy play. And depending on which balloon you pop, it's going to be which what game we play.
Oh, cool. Can I get some sharp darts?
Let me check real quick.
You want some sharp darts? No. He wants to be able to win the game.
I don't think it's gonna work out.
I guess it's his game.
He's an independent operator. He's won in some states.
Yeah, I respect an entrepreneur without a throat. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and give it a old toss. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Oh no! Whoa!
That's he's saying congratulations.
Oh. Sorry. He was coming right at me and waving that rusty screwdriver.
Cool, he handed you one of those little terrible glass...
it's like, a Coke mirror.
Yeah, 9x9. Yeah, oh, and look, it has a black Bart Simpson on it.
Oh.
And he's slam dunking a joint. And here, look at the bottom. It says... The Simpsons, Bart versus the Space Mutants on it.
My name's Fuck. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, Fuck. Field.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Outdoor Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us?
In this episode, we're talking about The Simpsons, Bart versus the Space Mutants.
Yes. Space Mutants, in spray paint, because Bart is a Dennis the Menace for the modern era.
Yeah, on the cover, though, he's holding a can of spray paint and a wrench in the other hand.
Yep.
Which, he does do something with that wrench, but, it is not so central to the gameplay that it deserves to be on the cover.
Nope.
Yeah.
Most of it is him fixing up his skateboard.
Yeah, yeah. He's just tightening his trucks, man.
Yep. Gotta do some sick kick fuck flips, yeah.
Yeah, gonna put on this... This knob, man.
Yeah. For a second there, Gary, I was terrified that you were going to do another backwards episode.
Oh no, 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 no! It only happened once.
Yeah,
only once.
You have to cash those in sparingly.
Yeah, once every 75 episodes.
Yeah. So this this was the first Simpsons game.
Yes, the first Nintendo Simpsons game, at least. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, is there something before that for some weird Euro PC thing?
Everything that I've read says that this is the first video game based on the Simpsons.
Okay, interesting.
And by everything,
it came out for 1,000 different things.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, developed by Gary Kitchen, the guy who made a bunch of shitty Atari games.
Yep. He brought us the Coleco version of Donkey Kong and also the 2600 version of Donkey Kong.
Great.
Yeah.
Go Gary Kitchen.
I didn't know this. I thought that we would have another Michael Crick situation because the Wikipedia page links to his homepage, and they were audacious enough to put his name on the front of this. So I was like, yeah, let's pick another private citizen just to go after. Mm-hmm. And turns out it's just a circa 2007 portfolio site that has news and links and affiliations. He's a member of IEEE. I was once a member of that organization.
What's that?
It's the International Electrical and Electronics Engineers or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I got free membership when I was in college, and I was like, I'd like a card.
Yeah. Yeah, a card is nice.
Yeah.
Did you know that he presented at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo that we were just at?
Did he?
The man who created Bar versus the Space Mutants?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
We were in the same building as this man.
Maybe I thought he was the guy who, like, who fucked us up that time.
Shafted us?
Yeah, I thought that for a second.
Yeah, who bit 10 minutes of our presentation?
Yeah, but I don't think he was there last year. This year, he was part of the Superstars of the Atari Years panel. David Crane and Bob Smith.
Yeah, no, Gary Kitchen and David Crane, they were like this. And I'm making twisty motions with my fingers.
I like the Portland Retro Gaming Expo guys, but they refer to them as Atari expats. Doesn't that seem like that doesn't seem right to me somehow.
No, expatriates.
Like, it's not like it doesn't seem offensive. It just seems like a weird misuse of the word.
Right? Yeah, like they're not hiding away in like Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, when I put Gary Kitchen PRGE, Google suggested Gary Kitchen Purge. Don't mind if I do. I take that.
He's out there trying to eat some quinoa and he just liquefies. Like his spirit essence like crawls out of his mouth and it just his skin collapses like a sock.
Yeah. Just, and then an anonymous like pasty man deposits $1 million into my bank account.
from a briefcase that's handcuffed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing a single baby blue glove.
The only thing within here is what you take with you. There's room for you.
You have been marked.
In Rod Sterling's The Briefcase.
What's in the briefcase?
Like, well, that's the thing.
It's his own soul?
Yeah, probably nothing.
Yeah.
Probably like an ineffable quality of man.
Yeah.
Did you play this game as a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Had it on the Genesis.
Yeah. Like, I played it on Nintendo because, like, I would rent it mm-hmm. as per our last episode. Because the cover looked cool, and I like The Simpsons a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, boy, do you get catfished by this bad boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is another game that really can't quite decide what it wants to be, or it knows what it wants to try to be for the first level, and then every subsequent level loses the plot further and further.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never gotten past the second level.
Oh, neither have I. I watched a speed run of it.
Yeah, I've watched that before, too. And when I was watching it, I was looking at other like kind of related links, and thank heavens we weren't playing Bart Simpson versus the World.
Yeah,
because I did play that a little bit more, and it's more of an action game, mm-hmm. so it's a little bit like more comprehensible, but it is worse.
Yeah,
like this is an adventure game, kinda.
A little bit, insofar as you have goals that you're trying to accomplish, and you have items that are that you are using in selective context in order to achieve those goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are puzzle elements to it
mm-hmm.
That are not very logical or good.
No. Like they make sense after the fact, but yes. in the lead up to them, it ends up being just a little bit inscrutable, right?
Yeah, which is like that kind of trial and error nonsense where you're just kind of finding what's around and banging it against what else is around is part and parcel for adventure games, especially of a certain vintage.
Yeah.
But the fact that this takes place in like a platforming world with health meters and limited resources and stuff
mm-hmm.
makes it really not work.
Right.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. And the fact that you're just running around without a save system means that like puzzles, you basically have to know how to execute all of this in one go.
Yeah.
Right. And so it ends up being really repetitive if you're not playing without, save states. And I remember feeling really accomplished when I beat the first level for the first time. I was like, wow, because when you get to the end of the first level and you haven't, destroyed enough purple things. Oh, did I mention that there are aliens?
Yeah. Yeah. The idea is that like aliens need purple things.
Gary,
mm-hmm.
Question for you. Did The Simpsons already have aliens in it?
I think so.
Yes.
Because they're in Kang and Kodos. Yeah.
Yeah. Kang and Kodos. It was either the first or second Treehouse of Horror. I believe it was the second.
Or before that, I thought that it was a movie they were watching in the theater.
Yeah. The Space Mutants 3 is the one that he sneaks into and gets sick because of the violence.
Yeah. It is an established thing. But these don't look like Kang and Kodos.
No.
None of these are Kangs or Kodoses.
Yeah, there's Zarbo is one of them, and I missed the other.
Yeah, and they don't look like Kang. They're not from the same race or anything. Like,
no.
The Simpsons has space mutants. It's like in Superman 4, where like the bad guy is a kind of is a evil version of Superman, but for some reason is not Bizarro.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just a new evil version of Superman, but they decided not to use the established one.
Yeah,
and said make Radiation Superman.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why wasn't Richard Pryor just always the villain in those movies?
I don't know. I wish he got more work.
Me too.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what movie I loved? I think I've already talked about this, so I don't have to go into it. But when I was young, I really loved The Toy. And then, like, upon watching that as an adult, like, that movie is super fucking problematic.
The Toy? What?
Yeah.
I don't know what The Toy is.
Oh, maybe we haven't talked about this.
No.
It is a Richard Pryor movie from the 80s in, like, a spoiled... So Richard Pryor is, like, an activist reporter. But he's on hard time. So he gets a job cleaning this department store at night. And he's just kind of having fun being Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
And this spoiled rich kid, whose dad owns the chain of toy stores or department stores, says he can have anything in the store. And the kid says he wants that black man.
Uh-oh.
And Richard Pryor more or less gets kind of bribed into slavery. And the movie is really about like him... You know, like he never like just takes it like he kind of maintains his dignity at points. But eventually, like he, you know, teaches the kid a valuable lesson and they expose their father, his father, as like somebody who's friends with the KKK. It is a weird movie.
What in the world?
Yeah. And it's called The Toy.
This is like to the very tail end of Jackie Gleason's career, too.
Yeah.
Like he did The Sting too right after this, and then like a bunch of like bullshit.
Yeah, it's one of his last movies.
Yeah,
The Toy. It's fucking weird.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is so problematic. When I was young, I liked it. I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, it's funny. It teaches you good lessons.
Like, yeah. You know? Humans aren't objects. You can't own them, despite how much Jackie Gleason wants to own you.
Yeah, it was the kind of thing I thought like was a good thing for movies to tell people, not the kind of thing that people should just
inherently know
in their souls. But watching it now, it is very uncomfortable to watch this kid command Richard Pryor to do things and Richard Pryor do them because he needs money to pay rent and stuff. It's really rough.
Even the poster, it has him strung up like a marionette.
Yep.
Like Jackie Gleason is just making him dance.
Yeah, the racial politics of The Toy are not to be trifled with.
Exactly, like forward looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
The films of Richard Pryor. Did you know he was originally slated to be the main character in Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, I think I did know that.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah.
I love the lead actor in Blazing Saddles. He did an amazing job. I forget his name, so I guess I don't like him enough to know that. But I can't imagine what it would be if it was Richard Pryor instead. Like, that would have been just that much better.
Huh. Yeah,
Cleveland Little was his.
Yeah,
was his
name. He is really great. Richard Pryor is very good too.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if that movie specifically would be like it would be a totally different thing.
Oh yeah, it totally would. Yeah.
Like, but probably very good.
Yeah.
The aliens in this they need things that are purple for reasons unexplained, and Bart knows about it because he found the glasses from They Live.
Yeah.
So he knows that there are aliens everywhere. And you have to spray paint or cover up things that are purple
mm-hmm.
in lots of different ways. Like if you just had to spray paint them, I think it would be really boring.
Yeah.
But there are some of them that are those little puzzles,
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of neat, but it's so hard to actually do anything you want to do.
Yeah. Well, knowing what to do and then being able to do it are two entirely different things. So there are situations where you can see what you have to do, but because of the platforming being so stilted and terrible, actually getting up there to be able to spray paint it, or I have particular trouble with the kind of like the lawn toys in the background that you have to run over the clothesline to drop the cloths over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just jumping over aliens
that are oscillating back and forth.
Sure, that are just in plain view, like nobody reacts or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are just hard to do, and you die in just a couple hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's so hard to play. It reminds me, like, did you ever play? There's a Ren and Stimpy game, I think. I know there's a Beavis and Butthead game for like Genesis that is like an adventure game that's like this.
Yeah, I liked the Beavis and Butthead one.
I remember that being pretty decent, but it is that weird, like, trying to fit adventure game into a platformer, a mascot platformer.
Yeah,
for a 16-bit system that doesn't quite work.
Which, like, if they had gone full adventure game, like, it's frustrating because they're like 1 or 2 degrees off of like understanding what would make this good, right? Yeah. Like, this first level is just running up and down the streets of Springfield, and even though they're small sprites, you can see, oh, that's Mo, and I am calling him on a phone and doing a prank call. Mm-hmm. Like that is within the spirit. Like, give me the ability to run around Springfield and see in jokes and do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, even though this is based on an era of like The Simpsons before there were jokes in it.
Yes.
Like, back when The Simpsons was awful. Like, I have a tiny amount of affection for the first like season and a half of The Simpsons. Like, there's good things to be had in that when you consider it to be like a TV show. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is kind of cool. This was on TV.
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny.
Right.
Like, there are no funny jokes in like the first season of The Simpsons.
Yeah. It's real rough going. Earlier this year when I was doing my grand rewatch, there were a lot of people who were like, oh, I'd like to do that too. And just, they had never been exposed to it before. And they're like, what show is this?
Yeah.
It reads as a completely different thing.
It's like, it's a mildly sweet sitcom, you know, as opposed to being like the kind of vanguard of humor that it became.
Yeah.
And what's
crazy is like those first couple of seasons were the basis for like a great deal of the merchandising, right? Like, that machine
absolutely
got up and running like right away.
That's why this game exists.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that is why, you know, The Simpsons, like, toys were everywhere and stuff. And that's when the weird, like, the focus was entirely on Bart early on.
Like, I was going to bring that up. I don't understand what Bart's appeal is.
Yeah, it was, well, and when they became kind of weirdly self-aware with him, like later after his time has shined, like, I can really enjoy a good Bart joke. But like the show really evolved from like, here's the Dennis the Menace character to like, here's Homer. Mm-hmm. Homer's the funny person. And then eventually kind of like, here's the town, which is where I think it kind of ended up, which was for the best, even though like the later, the Twilight seasons are not very good. Like, that's where they have that focus, which is good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, initially it was all just like, hey, Bart's got catchphrases. He's like, it was like Alf, you know, like, it was just this weird.
I'm sorry,
like,
Gary, do you mean Gordon Sherman?
Gordon Shumway.
Shumway, there we go. I tweeted about that yesterday.
I saw that. I was trying to figure out how actually bitter you were in any of those tweets. I was like, you shouldn't be bitter at cereal. What are you doing?
I know.
Silly. We're fine.
Yep, I know. I know.
I couldn't tell if you were being ironic or not. I was like, this reads as serious because it's text, but like, if it's serious, like, chill out, buddy.
Yeah, no, that is not for here. The Gordon Shumway thing was not related to those.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, sorry. It was different.
Yeah. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. 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 I know Alf's name.
Yeah.
The alien life form.
He has a
alien
name.
Alien life form. Get in the kitchen. Yakmonics coming over.
And Melmac is an actual star.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a rich history, too, if you've ever seen the cartoon. All the weird, like, neutrino-esque Alf friends.
No, I guess I haven't. I guess that I'm not that familiar with the canon.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? One of the greatest fast food toys of all time were those Alf puppets.
Oh, yeah?
From Burger King. Do you remember? Oh,
like
those
finger puppet kind of things?
No, they're like full hand puppets.
Oh, wow.
They're really cute, and they were like in different like situations. Like, one was him as a chef, one was him as like a rock and roller. One was a surf guy. Those Elf puppets rule. Like, that was a really good thing to get in like a Happy Meal or whatever.
Yeah. Just a cloth thing soaked in grease.
Yeah, exactly. Your burger came inside it, actually.
You had to squeeze it out like a toothpaste.
Yeah, you just had to cunnilingually this like fucking Elf puppets bottom half to get a burger fixins out of its under middle. So
out of its under middle. I don't know. So I'm trying to think, because this was around the time that I got like a lot of Happy Meal toys, but I don't remember if there were ever any Simpsons ones.
I think there were.
There would have had to have been, right?
Yeah, I have some memories of like Simpsons Happy Meal toys.
Did you ever? Here's my question: was it weird that you were allowed to watch The Simpsons, or were you old enough by that point that you were like a teenager and you were not subject to any authority?
No, I neither. Like, I was never subject to any authority.
Okay.
Like, growing up, like, I could watch whatever I wanted.
Yeah, me too. Nobody else could. Like, it was an outlier that I was able to watch The Simpsons. Like, I was playing Mortal Kombat, I was watching Beavis and Butthead, and I was watching The Simpsons.
Yeah, I had friends who couldn't watch The Simpsons. You know, my friend Austin, who's like one of my best friends growing up, like, I exposed him to The Simpsons. and he didn't know about it. It was kind of crazy because like he was just into it. You know, I was into it and he watched Simpsons over at my house. Mm-hmm. And then his parents would let him have a Nintendo, but they let him have a Game Boy. Mm. And like the only game he had forever was the Camp Krusty, like Game Boy Simpsons game.
Yeah.
And like he used to just sit there and play that. And like, I would be like, I was super into video games and Nintendo. And then like, I felt like he did not really understand why I was into video games based on his super limited sample size of like that and Follow the Foot Clan. Or probably not Follow the Foot Clan. What are the first like the really shitty Game Boy Ninja Turtles one?
I remember Follow the Foot Clan actually being pretty good.
Yeah, I think the first one is what I'm thinking of. There's a bad one and a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking the good one was the one that let you do, you had the hoverboard stages.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That was one of mine. Yes, Follow the Foot Clan was one that I played as a small child.
Yeah, I can't remember which one was which.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so like I played this a lot when I was little because I loved The Simpsons, but like I couldn't have gotten it like any later than 94 or 95. So there were other options. Maybe not a lot of good Simpsons options because Simpsons games never quite got good.
No, they got to levels of not bad.
Yeah, like Hit and Run and Road Rage were pretty good, I remember.
Yeah, those are not bad games.
Yeah.
And then the arcade game, obviously.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Which, again, was based around the same era. Like when who the fuck is Smithers? I don't know.
Yeah, and there were no non jokes and non characters. Like the humor was just what the characters looked like.
Yeah.
Like that guy's got different number of fingers than me.
And different number of oh, it's the height of humor. How quaint is that? It's like the early ages of animation where it's just amusing that they're all bouncing up and down in time with the music.
Why is this a cat? And scene.
MMCLV.
Done. Yep. Oh, real quick, and we don't have to cut this into the last episode or anything. How funny is it that Metal Morph begins with the THQ like or THX sound thing and it sounds so awful?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that.
It cycles through it.
Yeah, just like over and over and it sounds so shitty and like they didn't realize the whole point of that thing was to sound good and show off what the sound system was capable of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, nothing about that in anything I've read. Like, is it officially licensed THX?
Yeah, who fucking knows? But just as segueing, I didn't mean to do a postscript from the last episode, but like the sound in this game is like a reasonable NES cover of the Simpsons theme song that just loops forever.
Yep.
It's intolerable.
and it loops at a very non-obvious place.
Yeah.
Right? Like it loops in a let's say a point that I would not have looped it. Yeah. Oh, hey, GameFax, are you sending me to the Zales site? Yes, you are.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Oh, fucking advertisements. Let me see here. Is there anything good in the GameFax for this,
really.
or is it a bunch of AVGN alikes?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, and a lot of just like this game is average. Like this game is pretty bad. You know, like nothing that interesting.
Yeah.
Even though my favorite review. Is by Psycho Penguin, and the title of the review is "Now, comma, you need to save all your stupid family members ... and that's the name of the the review. The actual review is not actually that funny; it's just kind of accurate.
Yeah,
but even though at the end it does say, and that's the bottom line because the ladies' man said so. What's that?
Because the ladies' man.
Yeah, the ladies' man said so.
Yeah,
this guy's a GameFAQs superstar.
Huh.
No, way better games than this too. The Dragon Warrior, Aria Sorrow.
Circle of the Moon. Yeah. All the Final Fantasies he's done. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm looking at the board for this, and there is just a topic titled "This is my little getaway."
Yeah.
This
I
is
saw,
my board.
I saw that.
He's claiming it.
Yeah, little guy.
I can find there's time now. I can finally read all my books.
Yeah, there's a message from this year on this.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah, for 2014. Yeah, who's like, what is this person doing this for? I don't know. I give up.
Hello, fellow humans.
Or who? Yeah. who suggested this?
This was suggested. Let's see here. By Nick Basile. Hey, Nick. Thanks.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah. I could never figure this game out past the second level, and I'm not sure if that's due to the game itself or if I was just bad at it. Maybe you guys can get further or just talk about how good The Simpsons was for 30 minutes. That would be fun as well.
We didn't either.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Aren't I a little stinker? I've got a slingshot in the early 90s.
Yeah, like just tilting, almost falling out of my back pocket perpetually.
Yeah. But like, so the second level is just collect as many hats as possible. And every level after that is just collect things. There seems to be very little art to actually accomplishing the goals. Like they ran out of good ideas.
And later you're collecting things to like try to convince your family that the aliens are real.
Hmm.
I guess to get them to help. I think they're like power-ups of some kind. Like it's not a short game. Like the tool-assisted speedrun of it is 16 minutes, which isn't very much time.
Right.
But that's tool-assisted, so he's literally just going in a straight line through each level.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to a lot of stages. Tons of bosses. For some fucking reason, that babysitter from that early season. How weird of a plot is that? And that's a bad Simpsons episode. And I'm really glad they didn't do anything more with that.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that so strange to think about, that there's like a Simpsons episode where like a babysitter ties up Bart and Lisa?
Yeah,
there's and is like a criminal on the run?
Yeah, Miss Botts.
Yeah.
Miss Botts.
That's a weird Simpsons.
Yeah, and she's like banana shaped.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like Herman who runs the war memorabilia store, except as a lady.
wait a minute. Have you ever seen them in the same room?
I have not.
Gary, have you ever seen me and President Obama in the same room?
Yes.
Okay. I was about to get worried there. There are a lot of people angry at me.
I'm surprised that new shitty Simpsons hasn't brought her back and like given her a going backstory and made her like Mary Krusty or something.
Do her like have her do like a weird takeoff on Sideshow Bob's arcs. Back. Is she reformed? I don't know.
But or just like, have her fall in love with Sideshow Bob or some shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like there's they're teamed up. Didn't he die?
Sideshow Bob?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
There was that one plot where they had him take off his face and put it on somebody else.
I don't remember that.
Yep. It was like season 22 or something like that. And so the episode kind of ends like with him and his face like hanging off of him like a fucking meat flap as his skull and muscles are exposed.
Are He's you fucking kidding?
Chasing after Bart. Gary, I'm not fucking kidding.
That's
you.
Amazing.
Yeah. Like
I gotta do this rewatch just to have these little one line like synopsises of like bonkers fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like a thing that they actually did on this show.
Huh, Al Jean, what are you doing? poor man.
Did you see Al Jean's response to Bob's article about the Simpsons?
Oh no,
crossing over. it was on Bob Mackey's Facebook page. Like he posted a link to the article. Somebody got into the comments with a screenshot from Al Jean's Twitter saying, "You wake up thinking it's going to be a good day, but ... some people," and a link to the article.
That's funny. That's really good. I didn't see that. I wish I had.
Yeah.
Because that is great. Yeah. Come on. What are we doing next time?
Next time we're doing Humdinger, Gary. It's going to be Bubsy 3D for the PlayStation.
Oh, not Bubsy 3D for the internet?
No.
The good version of it?
Nope.
Dang.
We can talk about the good version, though.
We did a comrade on it.
I know.
I talked about it, but it is great.
I didn't weigh on it, though.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Yeah, and there's also ratings and reviews and duckfeed.tv /tipjar for holiday shopping.
Yeah, we're getting up on that. That is a great way to help out. It is an extra step that you take that doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
Yeah, until next time.
Yeah.
Umbasa.